I'm still here. I'm sorry that the connection's a bit spotty. Hello. Okay, good. You can hear me. I think I have everything for our trip. I know, I can't believe it. Only 5 more days and I'll see you. It doesn't even feel real. The last month and a half has been way too long. I hate long distance. I hate being so far away. It'll be nice to be in the same bed as you again. Sleeping side by side. No, I don't mind your kung fu in the night. As long as you don't mind my snoring, I guess. We'll be even. Oh no, I'm not dreading the flight. I'm more excited for it than anything. Although it's gonna be a long time to be on a plane. A long time. I know, it's only fair. It's only fair. You did the long flight last time, so I'm getting you back. I know. I'm counting down the flights so there's no more flights and it's just a one way. And I never have to go back, or you never have to go back, and we just are somewhere. And that's it. We're just there. And no one has to leave. I can't wait for that. I know it's gonna be soon. It just doesn't feel like it'll be soon enough. Okay. Well, yeah, I did. I made sure to pack a bunch of those for you. Trust me, you're gonna get a lot of things when I come. In fact, one whole suitcase is just full of stuff. No, it's okay. I don't mind. It does feel weird to check a bag, though. It's not that I'm anti-checking bags, it's just I never have to check a bag. Do you know before I used to date you, when I would travel, I would just bring a backpack? True story. It's just a laptop, a couple changes of clothes, the shoes on my feet, the outfit that I was wearing. Like, that was it. Like, I mean, toothbrush and obviously, like, headphones, hard drive. But I was, like, super Spartan when I traveled. And now, I'll be lucky if I leave with one rolling suitcase, let alone two. No, I know I have to get used to it. It's not a bad thing. You've made my life more complex, but in like the best way possible. Yeah. Complexity is good. Yeah. It's like the changes you made at home. Well, at this home. Every time you come, you make it a little bit better. You show me that this should be on that wall, and why do you have these sheets? And little by little, the house changes, but it changes in the best way possible because you're leaving your little mark here. And then when I'm home and missing you, I don't know. You don't seem so far away. You're in the picture you hung there. You're in that IKEA furniture we put together, or the sheets you picked out, and the perfume you left in the drawer. Just like all these little things, like these little objects that you are tied to, that are connected to. And even when we're far apart, we feel, close together. But even so, it's still hard. So I'm happy you'll be coming home soon. Home to you. Because after all, wherever you are is home. Everywhere else is just in transit. And then the moment I'm in your arms and you're in mine, that's home. I can just rest my weary feet and just feel okay. Yeah, I think it leaves. Well, I have to be out of here at like 4 in the morning, and I think the flight's 6:30, and then it lands in your time. I think something like 4 or 3 in the afternoon. Yeah. Oh, it'll be okay. I'm mentally already prepared. I have a bunch of movies downloaded. Yeah. No, I know that happens to me every time. I pick a bunch of movies. I'm like, I'm gonna definitely watch them, and I never watch any of them. And all I do is listen to the same like 5 or 10 songs on loop on the flight. But there's also like the in-house entertainment stuff too. It isn't terrible. A lot of it's actually pretty good. I mean, they might have a like a new movie or something, or I mean, I love it when sometimes they have blackjack or poker and you can play with other passengers. I love finding out that someone else on the plane's playing like poker with me. And like we sit down on the same table and I'm like, oh, you're an F. Or I was like 34F and I'm in 24G, you're on. I don't know. Yeah, they've been doing a lot more of those like little game things, which I've been appreciating. Oh, sometimes they're finicky, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're actually quite well designed. Yeah. Well, I'll be safe when I travel, don't worry. I'll be getting to you in one piece. I promise nothing's gonna happen to me. Tomorrow will be. I feel like it's gonna be worse for you, because I'll be like doing stuff in transit and I'll be like busy. You're just gonna be twiddling your thumbs all day, and you're gonna be just antsy waiting for me to get in. Because I know you. Yeah, of course. I'm glad we have a whole week, just nothing. And then, yeah, I know. I'll be doing like the filing stuff while I'm there and getting all that squared away, so we'll be ready in the next 2 months. But a week of nothing does sound lovely. That sounds like a proper vacation. It truly does. I love you too. Less than 24 hours. In less than 24 hours, you'll see me. Okay? I'll be giving you a real one before you know it. I have to head to bed. I got a really, really, really early wake up tomorrow. No, I am not psyched on it at all. But I have to, so I'll get it done. And the endpoints makes it all the worthwhile, so I don't mind if I have to wake up super duper early. You're always worth that. You are. I love you too. And see you tomorrow, baby. Yeah, in the flesh.